الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual subject, by way of a reminder, hopefully inshallah all of us are doing it, but a reminder is always beneficial, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. A reminder is beneficial. There are many things that we have to be continuously reminded about. One of them, one particular dua, when we are leaving our homes, we should try and read this dua. There are many du'as mentioned in the hadith when we leave our home, but this one particular du'a, we just make mudhakara, discuss it again. Those who of us are reading it, alhamdulillah, we become more firm. Those who are not, we get reminded, and we do it. Those who are not, because they did not know, they will come to know, and they can practice on it. The du'a is very, very simple. It comes in the hadith sharif. When a person leaves his home and he reads these three du'as, very short, very simple, every Muslim knows them. The first one, Bismillah. What difficult, who doesn't know Bismillah? Only so much, not even the whole Bismillah. Bismillah. Second, Tawakkal to Allah. That also every Muslim knows. And the third is, Bismillah, Tawakkal to Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Every Muslim knows those du'as. Just put them in that sequence as it comes in the hadith. As we stepping out, Bismillah, تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Immediately, we are given in return three du'as from Allah Ta'ala. The first du'a is that hudita. You have got your hidayat for the day. Especially these days when we say, when we talk, we hear, we speak about it, a person will be mu'min in the morning, by the night he'll have lost his iman. At night he'll be a mu'min, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. And we don't know where we get caught up. You just open your phone and there's some joke about something about deen. And you just smile about it also. That is istihza, making a joke about deen. Your iman is gone and you don't even know. You'll still carry on making namaz. You'll still carry on living with your wife as your wife. But your iman is gone. Your nikah is broken also. Now you are living in zina with your wife, who is supposed to be your legal wife, but you are living in zina with her now. And just because of that one. And worse, if you share it with somebody. Something about the beard, a joke. Something about the niqab, about a niqabi, a lady in niqab, some joke about it, and we lost. But by reading this dua, our iman is guaranteed, hidayat is guaranteed for the day. So what it's something we indispensable. We cannot do without it. The second is hudita and wuqita, your protection for the day. Today all of us are worried, whether we're at home and going out, hijackings and kidnappings, crime, robbery, is so much accidents that happen. Your protection for the day. Just by reading that three duas, and 100% your insurance policy can't protect you. It's haram and it can't protect you. Your bodyguards can't protect you. Indira Gandhi, her own bodyguard shot her dead. Verwoerd, the Prime Minister of South Africa, one old Prime Minister, was killed in Parliament by somebody off Parliament. So this is where we will be saved when we read this dua. You got your protection. And the third dua, kufita. Your needs for the day will be fulfilled. Why we leave home? Because we got a necessity. We have to go to shop, we have to earn, we have to go we have to do our work. But by this dua we get, all our needs will be fulfilled. So our hidayat will be seen to, our protection and security will be seen to, and also we will have, our needs will be all fulfilled. Just by these three simple duas. Let's read it together. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So every day, whenever we're stepping out of the house, try and read it. And if we want to, write it on a paper and put it by the door. But don't leave it there as a decoration for the wall. And don't expect the wall to read that dua. That dua is a reminder for us that we must read it. The thing is to get into it and read it. And don't think we are reading it. Many of us think before eating, I always read Bismillah. But if you check up, you will perhaps will find I never read Bismillah. After eating, to make shukr to Allah, at least just to say Alhamdulillah. We all take for granted I read my dua. But really, when did I read Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin? We have eaten and we haven't paid Allah Ta'ala. We ate His namaz. What namaz? And a person who doesn't pay for the things that he gets, that's a very low caste person. And Allah's namaz and we don't pay. So don't take it for granted we are doing it. See that we do it. And another fourth great thing. This duas, we read three simple duas. We won't get tired. We won't get exhausted. We don't have to ask the wife put a bucket of water by the door. When I read this dua, then my throat gets dry. Just to read Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, no throat will get dry also. And the fourth great thing, Tanahha anhu shaitan. Shaitan moves away from him. Where are we going to find a Umar? Where are we going to become Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu? Wherever he walked, Shaitan chose another road. He wouldn't come anywhere near Hazrat Umar. But by the barakat of this dua, Shaitan won't come in our way. And who makes us make guna? Look at that woman. Try and be sweet with this woman. On the phone, talk about sweet, etc. On the phone, look at this filth and dirt. All that. Shaitan. Now when Shaitan will move away from you, you are clear now. So what great benefits Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to read this, and we forget. We don't read. One time one person was making tawaf, and in the tawaf he was making this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleelin. Oh Allah, make me amongst the few, the minority. So the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked him, what kind of dua are you making? So he said, oh my Amirul Mu'mineen, didn't you read in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ قَلِيلًا مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. All the good are few. So let us be among those few who make amal. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on several occasions explained the virtues of amal. The Sahaba expressed their amazement, so lot reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but very few make amal. It's there. And ask us, many ulama sitting here, many pious people, how many of us are reading this dua every day? Allah give us tawfiq to make sure we read this dua. What great, great benefits there are in this dua. And all other sunnah duas, every sunnah dua will make you a wali of Allah, will make you an arif of Allah, you'll recognize Allah, will make you an abid of Allah, you'll just realize, I just have to make my Rabb's ibadat. I must become a slave of my Rabb. My Rabb is so kind, so merciful. Allah give us tawfiq. Make shukr Allah brought us to this gathering, and to such gatherings Allah takes us. So many, mashallah, pious people, ulama, solaha, righteous, pious people, to sit in such a gathering, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, La yishqa bihim jaleesuhum. The person who sits with those people, La yishqa, he will never be wretched. He will never be misguided. He will never go wrong. Just those who sit with them. Imam Ghazali, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Ali explained that one of the great virtues and benefits of sitting with these pious people, and many pious people they are around here, is that La Yishqa is Fa'al Mudari. And Fa'al Mudari in Arabic grammar has got istimrar, continuity. That is for continuously you won't be shaqi. It's a basharat, your mort is going to come on good mort. You won't be a shaqi and deprived of your iman when we sit in such gatherings. Just to be in such gatherings is very, very great and honorable. In fact, these gatherings are such, لَا يَشْمَعُ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ Quran Sharif, Dars, Tadris, the Madaris, the Makatib, the gatherings of Zikr, etc., all this, نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَ. And then, great, great virtues. Then Nabi Sahaba asked, Oh Allah's Rasul, somebody just came in that gathering just to give a message. Like if somebody come, a car is blocking somebody, just make the announcement. But he's in security outside. He's not here in the gathering. Or somebody, your house, somebody came and they said, message came, you took the house key with you. I came and fetched the key. And he took the key and he's gone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even that person, la yishqa bihim jaleesuhum. Such a person will also, those who sat in the gathering, what about them? But that person who just came and give a message. A message came that our sister, your daughter, she just gave birth to twins. And he went away. You got happy also, but that person also, he's la yishqa bihim jaleesuhum. So what great virtues. Also similarly, to make muhabbat with the ahlullah, with the righteous and the pious people. And the reality of the matter is, that person doesn't have to be pious also. In your heart it is, there is a pious person. And you make muhabbat with him. For that also Allah says, wajabat muhabbati lilmutahabbina fi. My muhabbat, I love that person who loves somebody for my sake. In your mind there is a buzur. Perhaps he's not a buzur, he's a worst person. He's just putting a picture up in front like being a buzur. But in your heart there is a pious person. And you make muhabbat with him for Allah's sake. Allah says, I declare my muhabbat for you. وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِ لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ. And then further if you go even more, وَلِلْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ. Those who sit with one another for my sake. Like we have come here, I don't think anyone came for the chows here. The chows are there, inshallah. But we came here, mashallah, big buzurgs, etc. When Wifaqul Ulama, the first gathering started, many people said, we can't miss out. Such big ulama are going to be present. And in this year, the people who come also, who are just sitting amongst us, pious, righteous people, how many ulama, how many khadims of Quran Sharif, khadim of deen, and speaker of the ummah, how many people, we are all just sitting. So we are sitting with such people. Allah declares His muhabbat for those people. And walil mutabadhilina fiyya. And those who spend on one another for my sake, for the love of Allah, you give some hadiah to somebody. And hadiahs are of two types. One is monetary something, one is spiritual. You make dua for the person, that person makes your dua for you, etc. And then wal mutazawirina fiyya. See the balance of the hadith and the balance of our deen. A person will think when there is so lot virtues of the love of Allah. So I will love, I just dedicate my love for that person. I give my life for that person. And I will go to such gatherings and I will just sit there all the time. And I will spend all my money. But also, lil mutazawirina fiyya. Those who make ziyarat, who visit one another for me. And when can you be a visitor? When you go back again. One who stays permanently is not a visitor. One person, a sheikh, one of those petu, stomach sheikhs, worried of their pet all the time. So he was by his murid, and he gave him his room to sleep from the room he saw outside, and in the foul run, the foul pen, he saw 21 chickens. And he says, I'm staying here for 21 days. Every day one chicken. So the murid made out, sheikh's niyat is gone bad. He's going to stay here and every day one chicken he's going to eat. So he started crying profusely. Sheikh asked, why? What's wrong? Why are you crying? He said, Hazrat, you'll never come visit me again. Why you think but gumani is haram? What makes you think I won't come visit you? I'll come, definitely I'll come. You, so good murid of mine, and you give me all this. Sheikh, you won't come. He said, what makes you think? He said, when you're not going, how are you going to come? If you have made your niyat to sit put, and I'm not moving from here, how are you going to come again? So, I'll go back, see to the family also. Allah's muhabbat is so great, but see your family also. See to your business also. See to your town people, your needs, or other things also. What a balanced deen we have been given. And with all that, we get all these virtues also. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to understand our deen, to learn our deen, to practice our deen, and propagate our deen. Today we don't know our deen, we following the ways of the kuffar. We think that's the way of deen. Person getting married first night, how to spend my first night? I go to a bookshop, CNA, and I buy a book there. That's how to spend my first night. No, our deen is complete. We don't need no paddle tennis. We don't need soccer tournaments, and we don't need cricket matches or any, everything is in our deen. Our women don't need jumping and jogging also. We just have bring our deen. Our deen is complete, perfect deen. When Allah declared on the to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, I've completed your deen for you. Where can we look to other people and askance to their way of life? How they do things. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي, my special favor, when it is it's made nisbat with to person, that means a special, my special favor I've completed. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I haven't chosen for you Islam as your deen, I am happy, رَضِيْتُ, I'm so happy that Islam is your way of life. Islam is not your religion for five times namaz. Islam is not your religion for Hajj and Umrah and Zakat and Ramadan. It's your way of life. Your whole from morning to night, from childhood to adolescence, from adolescence to adulthood, from adulthood to mid-age and mid-age to old. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Die also in the totally to Allah tabarak ta'ala. Kafan bardosh ho gay. We already, our ghusl is given. Our kafan is put on. Lekin abhi marna nahi seekha. But we haven't still learned how to die. We have died already. They gave ghusl already, but we haven't learned how to die. Haji sahab went for Hajj. He came from Hajj. He got a title. In the previous days, the agent, what you should call them, the muallikat yura haji, should sign it. This person made Hajj. sign you're a haji. And you're a haji already, but you don't know how to make hajj. You don't know the basic masalas of hajj also. You don't know labbaik, but you're a haji. It's like in our times, which is true, you got your driver's license already. But you don't know, once you sit in the passenger seat or in the back seat or the driver's seat, you don't know what the difference between the clutch and the accelerator. But you got your license already. And you didn't have to go for a learner's test. You didn't have to go for a driver's test. You got it all, internet. And you got it delivered to your house. You got your license. But you don't know nothing about driving. Like that, we die and we don't know how to die. How much have we surrendered to Allah? How much did we learn our deen? We worried about other things. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us, inshallah. Our theme of our jalsa, our jalsa of the Wifaqul Ulama, the rise and fall of nations. The rise and fall of nations is not when the nation falls down and the nation rises up. It is by the individual. One person, ask somebody in your village, in your little town, were there any big people born, famous, great people? He said, no, in our town only babies were born. But who become big people? It's just babies. They become. وَاللَّهَ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ الشَّيْعَ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارُ وَالْأَفْئِدَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So the babies become big. Who become the big, terrible, horrible people? Crime, robbery, murders, wars. The babies become big. So don't think that it is that the nation, it is the individuals. Every individual contributes. And whenever any nation rose up to a high position, any nation dropped completely, don't specify one particular occasion. This happened and from there all the trouble. It's not the last straw that breaks the camel's back. It's from the first straw that it's already. But you don't notice, you don't realize. Till it went to the cup got full. It's not the first drop that made it spill over. When it got full, then it spilled over. So it's not the small things it's not the big things that cause the fall and rise of a nation. It starts from small. It's not any individual that causes the rise and fall of a nation. It's not the nation itself. It's every individual. So if we can understand, I am responsible. Today, all the problems, blame the Jews for it. Any problem, blame Bin Salman for it. Any problem, blame Imran Khan for it. Blame this person, blame that person. The last person which can't be blamed is me. I'm perfect, I'm all right. The whole reality of the matter, may Allah make me and you understand, is we have to start with me. I'm the problem. Till we don't realize that, we will never move forward. A husband who wants to correct his wife, and my wife must come right. Wife wants to correct her husband. Parents want to correct their children. They can never until they realize I'm wrong. One person, they adopted a young boy, very good boy, and they grew him up very good. Till about 18 years once, every day he's free in the house. What his mother, what he should call my mother, but they adopted him. One day he went for her with bad intention. She got a shock. She locked herself in the room. Her husband came back and she told him, this is what he done. She thought he's going to beat him up, whoop him, hit him, chase him out of the house. He said, it's my fault. A customer came in the shop. He asked, when this happened? She gave the time. He said, at that time a lady customer came in the shop, and my intention got bad with her. And I went with her with a bad intention. And the result of that is what he has done now. So till we don't blame ourselves, the cause, root cause of everything is me, myself. And till then we cannot move forward, we can't find a solution to any problem. Today all the problem is with other people, it's not with me. And we cannot make islah and correct the ummah and the nation. Till I don't correct myself first. And I must be convinced, hal mein, presently, Abdul Hamid, tamam musalmanon mein, tu sabse battar aur kamtar hai. that amongst all the Muslims, I myself, Abdul Hamid, I am the worst. Till this is not there, we haven't got tawadu, humility. And a person who's got an iota of pride, there is no other place but the fire of Jahannam that will have to clean him up. Then he will be allowed to enter Jannah. Or maut ke aitbaar se, khatma ke aitbaar se, Abdul Hamid tamam janwaro aur kafiron mein to sabse better hai. We are the worst of all animals and kafirs as far as our maut is concerned. How is that? Outwardly doesn't look right. But the animals, no Jahannam for them. Just that little revenge from one another they will take. They will be turned to sand. And kuffar will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. When the kafir will see that, they say, I wish I was an animal and I'm also just turned to sand. I have to go to Jahannam and suffer the pain. And Jahannam and Jannat are not five letter words. We just think you'll go Jannat and it's end. The story, you go to Jahannam, you'll die, and then that's the beginning. Jannat is a reality, and what a reality. Jahannam is a reality, and what a reality. Qabar life. It's not just we bury somebody at the end of the story, we don't think of the person, finish now, everything is, sufferings have come to an end, or his enjoyments have come to an end. It's the beginning now there of a life there. So that is what we have to be concerned about. What is going to happen there? So our life in this world, yeah, depends that, so at the end, the animals, they will only be made sand and finished. The kafir, how many? Not so long ago, just before COVID, in America, there was a Muslim man in the hospital and a non-Muslim man in the same ward. On a Sunday visiting hours, many people came for the Muslim. Many people. And that non-Muslim, not a single visitor he got. After visiting hours all went, the non-Muslim asked the Muslim that, how come so many visitors came to you? I didn't get one visitor. He said, our religion teaches us you must go visit the sick, console them, encourage them, etc., whatever. So he said, can't I also become a Muslim? By all means you can. Read La ilaha illallah. And we know a non-Muslim, when he starts, he can't read it properly. He pronounces it also wrongly, and he finds it hard to read also. And he was adamant, learning, determined. La ilaha illallah, illallah. Not reading it right, but when he just got it right, he passed away. Straight to Jannah. And who gave us our guarantee that our maut is going to come on Iman? Nobody got that guarantee. You can be the biggest buzurg of the time. Shaitan, how much ibadat he made. How much knowledge he had. How much he knew, ma'rifat of Allah he had. But he was finished. He had gone to Jahannam forever and taking so many people to Jahannam. So we got no guarantee. So I am the problem. And I have to, husband and wife problem, even if just one of the two get the reality of islah and nafs, and basically tawadu, and to make shukr, not to have pride, not to do things for name, 100% there will be peace in that house, even if one only made islah. And if both made islah, you got your jannat in dunya already. You will enjoy your life, your hoor, you will say, ye meri, hoor, daste maula se mili hai. I got my hoor of Jannat. Allah gave her to me. And in fact, on the day of Qiyamah, many people Allah will remind them, who you wanted to marry, there were many other people who wanted to propose and she was also thinking of getting married to somebody. I blocked all that. I got her married to you. What the favor of Allah, my wife, is my Layla, badaste maula. That my Layla, my hoor of Jannat, which Allah gave her to me. And you will just appreciate Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard then further to our subject, where we are in this world, there are three major powers that are working. And they have become like gods in our life. Like sports, many of us here who are older, one time, what was our soccer? Just kicking a ball on the street or in the backyard. That was our soccer. Cricket just took a drum and made it a wicket. and somebody there, one stone there, from there he was bowling. From there the whole sports became a religion. People live for sports. They die for sports. And from religion it has now become a god. Religion has become a god. Sports has become a god of the people. People die for their religion, for their sports. Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahab, Damat Barakatum, he explained one time, he said two friends used to come regularly to his majlis. Sometime he saw that one friend was still coming, the other one didn't come for some time. Then he asked his friend, where's the friend who used to come always? He said, Maulana, one day he came from work, and when he came home, he told the house people, I'm sick, call the paramedics, get me an ambulance, get me to... But you're normal, nothing, what's wrong with you? You like every day you are. No, I'm very sick, get me the paramedics, do this. He insisted, insisted. Finally, they sent him to hospital. When he got to hospital, he fell, went in a coma. And in the coma, while he was in the coma, he lifted his fist up, and one famous soccer player of England, the British Premier League, one of them, he took his name and he said, that's my idol, and he died. He made him his god, his idol, and he died in that condition. What is his condition? It isn't just that he's dead. In all probability, he was living like a Muslim. He must have given ghusl, given janaza namaz, buried in a Muslim qabristan. But if he died without iman, the snakes that have been put on him in the qabr, the flames of the fire of Jahannam, the smiting and the hitting of the farishtas, and all this ila yawmi yubasun, till the day of Qiyamah. And after the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, when you'll be raised up, man ba'athana min marqadina, people will say, who woke us up from our sleep? The azab of Jahannam, which was so terrible, they will regard that as my sleep. Why? Because what they're going to face on the day of Qiyamah is even worse. So terrible it will be, that the qabr azab, which is terrible, which we can't think about, but they will regard that as my peaceful sleep. How terrible the day of Qiyamah. Hada ma wa'ada Rahman. This is what Rahman, the all merciful, the all kind, has warned you. In this life, he has warned you of the terrible condition of the qabr. Don't think that I just got there and I suffered, nobody told me. Allah has warned you. Allah sent his anbiya. Allah sent his Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah sent the sahaba who gave their lives for deen. They gave their families for deen. They gave their khayshat and desires for deen. Everything. Following in them the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in. Following in them the great, great ulaha of the ummat. In every era and age and everywhere in the world, till today they are present. Heed, it's my problem. If I put in earphones, earplugs in my ear, and I don't want to hear. If I'm sitting in the bayan and I'm not interested in the bayan, I'm planning in my mind what I must do tomorrow. I have my fishing trip for tomorrow. Or my family going for a picnic and I'm not interested. That's your problem. But Ar-Rahman has made the means that the message comes to you. All this wifaq, ulama programs, for what are they? To bring it to the notice. Or if I don't want to attend and I want to shut my ears up and I'm not prepared to listen, that's my problem. But Allah has made Hada ma wa'ad Ar-Rahman. And wa sadaqallah, and Allah and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, 100% truthful what he told, what's going to happen. When you go fishing and you throw your line and the fish sees a fat worm, juicy worm, and it wants to eat that worm, and the other old fish and mollyside type of fish, the old fashioned type of people, don't go near that juicy worm. Why? You don't know inside it there is the hook, a sharp hook is going to hook you. Oh, sour grapes. You people have gone old, you are gone cold and a deep freeze. What you got to do with life? What you know, what is enjoyment? What is the takeaway food, that juicy food there? And what is the food, the haram food, hot enjoyment? You people can't eat now. You finish what you're eating. Na muh mein dant, na pet mein aant. You haven't got teeth also, you can't even eat anymore. And your digestive system is all collapsed also. And now that's why you're stopping us. But finally when it eats and they want it, when you get hooked up, then there is a man standing outside the water with a fishing rod 2 meters long and a line, and he's feeling on the line if there's a bite. And he feels there's a bite, then he pulls and he hooks you. Then he'll give you time to play also. He plays with you in the water. You are already caught, but you don't know you are caught. And he has come with his 4 or 5 friends for the weekend for fishing. And they all happen to be Indian fishermen. And they come with their heavy masalas also, all their spices also. And they've come with their gas stove, primer stove, everything they've come, with their knives and forks. Now they'll pull you out, and they'll take that knife and cut you open. And they'll take out your derms from inside, all your intestines and everything. And they'll gouge out your eyes from you. And they will cut you up in pieces. And in that spices they brought, they're going to put you in that spices. And then on that gas stove or whatever, they'll make a fire. They put oil in there on the frying pan. And when that oil is sizzling hot, piece by piece, they're going to put you in there. And after that, five of them, each one got 10 fingers, 150 fingers, they will dissect you piece by piece. And each one, teeth in their mouth. They've got the front teeth sharp. They got the incisors. They got the molars. They're going to crush you. They're going to eat you. You'll go through the smaller intestine. You'll go through the bigger intestine. And my darling little fish, where you're going to come out, I don't want to tell you also. The worst place ever you can think of, you're going to come out from there. And not only quietly, with big, big sounds also. And not only with big sounds, with terrible smells also. So much that people have to pad their toilets. The sounds of atom bombs which go off in the toilet, you don't find them in the war zone also. All that is where you come out. And then your eyes and your bones will be thrown to the cats and pets, dogs they have brought with. They will eat you. It gets frightened. Well, this is going to happen. And finally, it takes the bite. And then it is pulled out, and 100% it says, everything was told to me, yeah, it's happening. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ Allah has promised us, told us about the life of Akhirah. Why don't we take a lesson? Why are we still beguiled and misled with the temptations of this dunya? And by who are we misled? The filthy woman of the street, who are filthy, dirty, ugly women. That is why they polish themselves with all their makeup and everything, to try and make them. And we are fools to fall for them. And our beautiful wife at home, we don't look at her with love. We don't admire. When did we tell our Shaykh Rahmatullah says, when your wife becomes an old lady also, then also admire her. And tell her, hey Mary Buriya, my old wife, old lady now. Hey Mary Sakkar ki Puriya, my bag of sugar. Wah Mary Guriya, what a doll I've got. That your wife looks beautiful, even in old age you tell her that. But yeah, when you married a girl, then that time she was 17, 18. She had a figure like a trigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle her figure was. When she bore you 3, 4 children, and she came with her trousseau, with all the perfume for morning, different perfume, Hajar-e-Aswad. Afternoon, night in Paris. At night, another perfume. Every time she's, you're going mad over her. But after she has 3, 4 children, now she's no more Coca-Cola bottle. Now she's like a 200-liter oil drum. But she bore your children, she being. Now don't look at other Coca-Cola bottles now. She is your wife. She bore you children. And if you make your Islam, Allah will show you her beauty. You'll tell her, you my whore of Jannah. And you'll be pleased with her your whole life. Otherwise, what and what men are doing? A man will say, want to make second nikah because I've got too much vuma in me. Too much lust. I can't control myself. Second wife and still you're making more gunas also. So the solution is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, the three powers One is the power of materialism. And today we are all slaves of materialism. What is this material? The height of materialism will come with Dajjal. He is the God of, there is only one Allah. But what we have made, he is the God of materialism. People won't have food to eat, he'll offer them food. No, rains will come, he will make it rain. Allah will give him this to test us. That will still come. Now already, I think without my job, without my shop, how will I live? Now already, my daughter, young 17, 18-year-old daughter, looked up after the house. I send her to another country to become a doctor. I send her from my small little town where I'm living to the big centers where the universities are. I give her a room to stay there. I give her a car to stay there. What is she doing there? What is happening there? It's open. It's terrible what is happening to our young girls which are at university. What and what is not happening? The worst gunas they have been caught, and they are too shrewd, not clever, too shrewd. When they come home, they got their abaya properly. They're making their namazes properly. And we think, my daughter, she's an angel. And somebody to warn you, your daughter does this. You are our enemy. You can't see that she's going to become a doctor. She's going to become an engineer. You want to stop us. But the reality, what and what is happening there? So we have to become conscious of these things which are happening in front of our eyes. And this materialism, it is all just for, and we have to make, why are we making her a doctor engineer? That if her husband dies, she's not even married and you're killing the husband already. Or he divorces her. You're not even looking at her happy days when she gets married, you're looking at the horrible days of divorce already. You're starting on a negative tone and you think, I'm a smart person. I'm looking in the future. I'm worried of the future. And I say, I want to give my children the best education. And I'll spend all my money for it. And we end up giving them the worst education. What do we end up? That we teach them, send them to schools to go and learn that we, the parents, are monkeys. That is, we are born from monkeys. So they make you a monkey. And you paying for that and you say, I'm giving the best education. We're giving them the worst education. What we teach them to go and learn? The Big Bang Theory. What is the Big Bang Theory? That there was a big, 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 mighty bang. And everything fell in place. This glass here, if I drop it here, there's carpet, perhaps it won't break. The water will spill. But if I drop it on tiles or concrete, the glass will break. There will be a bang. It will be like a little small big bang. But not such a big bang. But will the glass be made with that bang? Or will it break with that bang? It will break. But they say there was a big bang. And all human beings came. Chinese on their place with their features. Africans on their place with their features. Europeans in their place with their features. Everyone's eyes on their place. Everyone's nose on their place. Everyone's ears. It happened with a big bang. If we see one house somewhere in the jungle, immediately it will come to our mind there was a maker, constructor. A person who was doing the construction, he built this house. It didn't just come, all the sand came, the iron came, and the plaster came, and the sand came, and the tiles came, and everything fell in place by one big bang. But how stupid they are making, and we're paying for heavy prices for the school uniforms, for the school textbooks what we are paying, for the excursions how much we are paying, and we got money for that. For the madrasa fees, we got no money. For other things, haven't got money. But for all that filth and dirt, to put our children in Jahannam, as somebody said, what is diplomacy? To send somebody to hell in such a way that he thanks you for it. He tells you, thank you for sending me to hell. This is what they are doing with us. So this this materialism. And then after materialism, there is another terrible god that is, the god of power. We got bombs. We got atom bombs. We got F-16 fighter jets. We got this. We got that. And the height of that will be when Yajuj, Majuj will come. That will be the height. And all this is absolutely nothing for that person who have got the real Allah, one wahdahu la sharif. Materialism can't make him turn to materialism. All the power of the world will not do anything. And Allah will test us. When the Sahaba accepted Islam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the kuffar of Makkah tortured him in the hot, hot sun and the hot, hot sands and rocks of Makkah Sharif. They put him on there. His fat used to melt of his body, if there was any fat, the fat left. It should melt, and they should take turns in punishing him and hitting him there, making lay. But what would we say all the time? Ahad, one Allah. He was not influenced by materialism. He was not influenced by the God of power also. And all other Sahaba, Musab ibn Umair was the glamour boy of Makkah Sharif. When he accepts Islam, when he was still not a Muslim, his parents, whenever new goods used to come to Medina, Makkah Sharif, they reserved the right the first to buy, and he should buy for their son. But when he accepted Islam, stark naked, they send him out of the house. All his, whatever he had, everything left. But they believed in one Allah. They remained firm. So the period of testing will come. Allah will see us how genuine we are. But finally, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and was that person, when Makkah Sharif was conquered, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the announcement that we are victorious, we claim victory, and we are the conquerors of Makkah, Bilal will go on the roof of the Kaaba and give azan. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh will feel offended that a black Abyssinian slave, he makes the announcement. Send one of the Quraysh, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, all the other great, great people, one of them, let them go. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that who suffered in that hot sun, in the Arabian sun, who went through all the tortures, through in the battles, that who took part, and spears and arrows were directed to him? Only Bilal. Abu Bakr won't go up and give azan. Umar won't go up and give azan. Abu Bakr, Allah gave that honor. So don't worry of little temporary some difficulties and hardships. He who laughs the last, laughs the best. Finally, we will see that we will be the ones who are successful. So these tests will come. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving da'wat of Islam in Makkah Sharif, the people of Makkah, they wouldn't accept. And they, what difficulties. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif. Perhaps, hopefully, those people will listen. When he gave them da'wat, they spat in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took stones, they put their youngsters like gangsters, like wild hooligans, they put them on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pelt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam falls unconscious in the farm of Abdas. And then they come and they sprinkle some water on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gets up again. Some grapes are presented, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eats. And then he goes back to the people, I'm the true Nabi of Allah. And I've come to warn you that as you people are spitting in my face, you are hitting me and pushing me away. I don't want this to happen to you in the Qabr. I don't want this to happen to you on the day of Qiyamah, in Jahannam. I'm the true of Nabi of Allah. Listen to me. What feelings Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of Hijrat, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aus and Khazraj, the two tribes of the Ansar, promised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you come to Makkah Sharif, we will protect you, we will support you, everything. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a Muslim still till then. He told them, consider what you are doing. Allah's Nabi you are taking, remember it doesn't come without a price. There will be in your family those who accept Islam and those who won't. There will be divorces will take place. Parents and children will be split apart. Everyone for the sake of Iman. The Jews will turn out to be your enemies. You will take the enmity of the people of the world. They will make an alliance and they will come and fight you. Consider what you are doing. So they went back to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they asked him, we are prepared. We have given you our word. We will take you. We will look after you. We will support you in the propagation of deen. But what will we get in return? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you will get Jannat. And Jannat wasn't a five-letter word. They knew what is Jannat. That وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ, fruit of your choice. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَوُونَ, and meat which you enjoy of birds. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, and beautiful Hurul Ain, temples of Jannat which nobody has seen, and they will be like hidden pearls that are hidden, pure and clean. No man la yamassu hinsu wala jan, no man has ever touched them, forget looking at them. No man has touched, you will get all that. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ, all this جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, of what you do in this dunya. The question is not what we know, not what we think we are doing, but what our actions, how much of Islam is in my life. We have entered into Islam, but how much of Islam is in my life? Is my eating according to Islam? Is my going to toilet according to Islam? Is my sleeping according to Islam? My business, my marriage, my bringing up of my children? We are in Islam, but how much of Islam has been brought? All that will be the reward. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Here Allah explains the figures of the Hurul Ain. We will explain, we say a figure like a trigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle, but the Hurul Ain, what they will be. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faj'alnahunna abkara. They are permanent virgins. You have 10 times a day relationship with them. No problem. There you won't need Viagra, and you won't need anything else to boost your libido or anything. There you will have as much as you want, and every time she'll be a virgin for you. It's not the first night only you have with your wife. Every time you meet your wife is the first night. You won't find better than that. That inna ansha'nahunna insha'a, faj'alnahunna abkara, uruban atraba. They will be the masters of love making. They know how to make love, how to capture your heart, how to make you happy. There is no one who knows it as the Hurul Ain. And you forever and ever with them. What do you think? What we wasting our time in filth and dirt, where we get AIDS and HIV, and we think we are doing something, where we are destroying our respect and our honor, where we on the phone with the porn, what are we doing? This is what جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That is what we will get in Jannat forever and ever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, forever, no old age. You'll never become old and cold like a deep freeze. No, you'll be always young, and you'll have your stamina and your vitality forever, and enjoyment forever. You'll have your food. Hadrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, towards the end of his life, iftari time in Ramzan, they showed him here the people of Medina from different countries, from 28 countries, their food they have sent for your iftari. He just looked at it and he said, take it away. He said, I can't even have one drop of anything there. Now my old age, no teeth in my mouth, intestines not working. Jab muh mein daan the aur pet mein aan the, then everything was coming. Ab na muh mein daan the aur na pet mein aan the. Now that time nothing was coming, now everything is coming. What will be in Jannat forever when you can eat, and you wear your the clothes, the food you eat, it will get digested in the form of sweet smelling perspiration. Yeah, if we don't bath daily in summer, every second, whatever person, you start smelling. People don't want to come near you. You smell it yourself. Your wife tells you, you're smelling like a pig. Huh? How are you smelling? But Jannat, no eat smell. No play, no toilets in Jannat. You don't have to worry where must we put the urinals And where must we put the toilets? No toilets in Jannah. The food will just get digested. What will be the enjoyment? And forever and ever there. And the enjoyment when we'll meet Allah. And Allah will declare His pleasure for a person. Where are we wasting our time in this dunya? So don't worry about the idol of materialism and my houses and my car and my fashion and my and the worst, our sports and our entertainment. I have to add this, time is almost finished for me. One alim was traveling by plane from UK, he was from the UK to Bosnia to do social welfare work, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago or so. And on the plane it happened, Allah's making, that a Jewish rabbi was sitting next to him. And then you start a conversation. So that Jewish rabbi told him, he came to know he's an alim of deen. The Jewish rabbi told him, we have studied your religion and perhaps I know your religion better than you, for an alim is studying. And he says, we have seen that Allah's help is not with us. They say, we know that. Our Torah we have changed. Our religion we have changed. Allah's help is still with you Muslims, but not fully, partially. You are partial Muslims and you are partial not Muslims. So Allah's help is also with you partially. In the Muslim Ummah, there are those who are good Muslims and those who are bad Muslims. So Allah's help is with you also and Allah's help is not with you. So we have studied how to take out Allah's help completely from you. For that we have struck on a 4-point plan. And me and you say now how successful they are. He said the first point is to get the whole ummah involved in sports and entertainment. Today everyone, soccer, cricket, it has become a god. Now that I'm talking, alhamdulillah, people are listening everything. We're getting response also from brothers. But if we had a big screen here, and there's a soccer match, and one goal is scored, we'll see everyone here, our people, jumping, goal, goal. Everyone, the referee has blown the whistle, is a goal. Everyone knows a goal. But we all shouting, goal, goal, goal. A six has been hit, a four, six, four, pulled out, pulled. We make a big noise. We're so passionate about that. And about our deen, mostly, bayan take place, we are sleeping. We don't listen. We want to read Quran, we fall asleep. The biggest bayan is of the Quran Sharif. But we fall asleep when we listen, when we reading Quran Sharif. So the first thing, how much, this paddle tennis, one of the worst things they have brought. All the sports, the cricket, the soccer, and we can't stay without it. It has become ingrained in us. It was something that we don't touch, alien to us for a Muslim. That we have to prepare for Jannah. We have to see to our Iman, our Islam, where we got time for sports. We haven't got time for how many other necessities of our life, but for sports we got time. We got money for that. That was the first thing. Second, he said, we will take your women out of the houses and bring them in the workplace, in the offices, in the factories. Today we are proud that we're sending our daughters to university. They're losing their chastity. They're losing their morality. They are losing everything and we are proud about that. And which woman today is left in the home? Few fortunate women. Otherwise, generally, our women are out of the house. The third thing he said, that we will what was the third thing? Your earnings, your eating we will make haram. Your earning today, interest, pure interest is just given a name of dividends and profits. And what? Banking, conventional banking, composed to Islamic banking. Islamic banking, Islamic finance, where dividends is no difference from what interest is. Change of name doesn't make a thing halal. If Pretoria, you call it Pretoria or you call it Swani, it's the same place. And you go there by road or you go there by car, it's the same. You're still going. How the thing is made and what the change of name makes no difference to what the haram is. So today they made our food, especially with the chicken and the stunned chicken, they have destroyed us. Then our income is also haram. The things we are buying is also haram. And we are still carrying on happy that we are all right and we don't worry what we eat. And the fourth thing he said, we will make that ulama from amongst you who will serve our cause. Today Islam is under attack. Muslims are under attack. And we are fast asleep. Allah give shukr to the wifakul ulama people. They arrange these programs where we can become conscious. Allah reward everyone for coming and listening also. And but the main thing is that they have caused this now. They're using our ulama to destroy Islam. They're using our ulama to destroy the Muslims. And what's happening in the Middle East, Palestine, aren't the Arabs, aren't Saudi Arabs their brothers from an ethnic point of view? Aren't the Egyptians their Arab brothers? Aren't the Jordanians their Arab brothers? But all of them has just dumbed them, the governments. The people are still strong. And the people are still standing by and large. But the governments have dumbed the Palestinians. We don't care about them. Who of us made dua today once for the Palestinians? For the Muslims of the of Sudan? Or the Uyghur Muslims, the Chinese Muslims, who are under so much of pressure by the government, and so much zulm is caused on them, by the Rohingya Muslim, Burma Muslim? We don't worry, we don't make dua. We just worried of our dunya. And my food must be right, my house must be right, my car must be right. We're not worried of the ummah. Allah give us tawfiq. So these things here, let us understand. The sports and entertainment, it's killing us. And we need more time to expound on it properly. And also, our woman leaving the home. The woman, her place, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave her the place of the nation, Ummat Balda. She, no Nabi was born without a mother. Even Isa alayhi salam had a mother. Mother is the one that makes the Ummat. The men are outside the front, but it is the woman who makes the man also. It's the wife who makes the man. It's the mother who makes her children. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the position at the sawab of jihad, staying at home. And they go through jihad, staying at home and looking after the family. They're big sacrifices. But that is a Muslim woman who acts and lives like a Muslim woman. She will build the ummah, she will build the nation. And she will be the cause of the rise of the ummah. And if she's gone to universities and offices and factories, she will be the cause of the decline of the ummah. Allah has given a high position. Allah give us tawfiq that we realize and we prepare for our akhirah to wake up from our slumber that we are in, from the days that we are. One young boy joined a jamaat, a revered boy from Cape Town, colored boy, perhaps 9 years, 11 years old. The jamaat went to White River where Maulana Muhammad Gharbi is. After they finished their time, 2-3 days, the jamaat was leaving. So the Amir of the Jamaat told Maulana Gharbi, you make dua. He said, you make dua. Now they're arguing, you make dua, you make dua. So this young boy said, I'll make dua. So they said, okay, you make dua. So he read the normal praises of Allah, Durood Sharif, and then only one dua he repeated, oh Allah, let the ummah come back to its senses. Oh Allah, let the ummah come back to its senses. A small revered boy making this dua. Allah make we come back to our senses. Then a little bit on the other side, Jamaat went into pedal Jamaat. So they made the skill of Maulana Gharbi, he also joined them. And then he was driving their kumbi, all bombed out kumbi. Nothing is working, the brake lights or the, nothing working also. So now they're going and they saw cops in front, traffic cops. They said, now problem, our car is not at all roadworthy. Amir Sahib said, no problem whatsoever. He told Maulana Gharbi, he said, when they come, you just put your hands on the steering wheel, making dua. And read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabai. And you blow in their face. He did that. They say, go, bon voyage, enjoy your trip. Didn't check up anything of the car. They got iman, these people. Allah give us also iman. So Allah make it a reality, comes into us, and we prepare for akhirah. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك
اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وأنت خير الغافرين وأنت أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا غفرته ورحمته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا جاهلا إلا علمته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ارزقني القرآن العظيم وتخلطه بلحمي ودمي وسمعي وبصري، وتستعمل به جسدي بحولك وقوتك، فإنه لا حول ولا قوة إلا به. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. Oh Allah, accept our gathering and all righteous gatherings in the world, O Allah. Make it the means of hidayat for us, O Allah. Make it the means for us to become practicing Muslims, O Allah. O Allah, let us prepare for our akhirat, O Allah. Give us our dunya also with ease and comfort, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the reality of deen, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all our marhumeen, O Allah. Grant them the highest stages, O Allah. Especially the boy's mother who completed Hijj. Give her the highest stages, let the full reward reach her, O Allah. O Allah, all who are ill, whatever type of illness, in hospitals, at home, remove the illnesses, O Allah. Whoever have got financial problems, remove the financial problems. Whoever have got fights and arguments, whether it is at home, in our businesses, wherever, remove it all. Grant us the best of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, let us become the true servants of deen. Let us become your true slaves, our men and our women, our old and our young, our boys and our girls. Accept us all for your deen, O Allah. Save us all from the fitnas which are abounding from all sides, O Allah. Protect Islam, protect the Muslims, O Allah. O Allah, help the Palestinians, O Allah. Help the Syrians, O Allah. Help the the Sudanese people, oh Allah, the Yuga Muslims, oh Allah, and the Rohingya Muslims, oh Allah, all the Muslims in the world, wherever they are having whatever difficulty, remove it, oh Allah. Give the Muslims the upper hand in the world, oh Allah. Oh Allah, protect Islam from the onslaughts which have been made on Islam today. Oh Allah, let us all have the pure, crystal clear Islam, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam worked for and sacrificed for so much. Let us bless us with that Islam, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ma shaa Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. Subhanallahi wa hamdihi. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.